Call March 11, 2019 meeting of the Board of Public Works and Safety of the City of Washington to order. Let the record show that all members are present, and yourself and Tim. The minutes from the February 25th meeting and the special meeting on the 7th were in your packet. Are there any corrections on those?
I move that everything is covered.
Okay, a motion by David Dahl, and I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Bank statements.
Claims.
Oh, sorry, claims. Got claims in here. Oh. Any questions on those?
I make a motion that we approve of Moses' minutes.
Second. Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carried. Now, bank statements. Okay. Any questions on those? Okay. Next item, request from the Knights of Columbus about closing streets for their drawing, and also want to talk about their vendors and where to put those. So, who's speaking for the behalf of the Knights? Anybody? Don't all jump up at once. Randy, I think they're all looking at you.
Well, we're just coming early to ask for permission, and we're going to start up on the 22nd of April, drawing on the 27th. And if we wanted to get this out of the way, if it was possible to close the street like we did last year, that's what the Chief Church is going to recommend. And I think we're going to start off with the 4 to 6 security that night. So,
did you get those dates?
Yeah.
Did you get those dates?
Okay. The 27th, is that what that Saturday is?
Yeah.
It will be at 6 o'clock. So in saying that, we were wondering if we couldn't maybe move to 3 instead of 4.
What all are you hearing, good, bad, or indifferent about the closed streets?
I think everybody likes the way that we have left 4th open, so, you know, there, so, I mean, I think it's better for the, for Yolanda's and that other, but if we're going to close it at 3, that way she wouldn't, you know, still people come back room to park. If we're just closing it, doing it at 6, so, I think that'll be better also for the theater. So. Yeah, that makes sense.
Trying to be a good neighbor.
Yes, trying to be a good neighbor.
If there'd be some way we could keep parking on 4th Street, particularly south of Main, available till, you know, 4:30 or 5 or something, would probably be the only.
You mean no parking or?
Open.
No,
it'll be open.
Just for people.
It'll be open.
For customers and businesses to use that. I don't know how you police that, though. That'd be tough, but no. But
why people have come park their cars?
I know, that's the thing, so, but I don't know how you do that.
I know,
but that'd be the tough one.
You just put a sign that says something about if you're CFP going to one of these businesses and then still be parking.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give that a try and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other question that I guess I kind of added, I don't know, but Randy and I talked about this, is about the vendors. We tried to keep them on the Economic Development's, Virginia Myers parking lot there, mm-hmm. rather than on the street. You think that works well? Does that work okay for you all?
I mean, until it got super busy, you know, obviously you got issues, but.
And I know from now that Dan wants to come back and, Bruce Ryan, is that what he said?
Yeah.
And then one church is there.
Pre-Methodist.
The one that was there last time with the, they had their sandwich, perfect humor, what they had.
Bruce Ryan was gonna do cookie tenders, they said.
Cookie tenders and cookies. So they won't be competing with the other two things.
Okay.
Do you think that'll all fit on that lot okay? With your tent too? The idea there is if you keep them off the street, then the people can be on the street rather than.
Right.
Work for you.
Right, it is easier for them.
Okay. Well, I just want to move to approve that plan at least.
Yeah.
To start with anyway, I mean, if it sends word to go from there, okay.
Yeah.
Move, I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good luck with the drawing again. I know it's a lot of work for you guys, so. But thanks for everything you do for the community too with the money you make off of that. I know you've helped a lot of organizations this past time again, so thanks for that on behalf of the community.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was 400 and some two years ago and 500 last year, right? A little over. Yeah. That's good. Thank you. Good luck. Okay, then we also have a request to close Main Street for DLC Media, and I don't know if anybody's here representing. They roped you into this too, Don?
I got what you see there is about what I know.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure they.
It's pretty much like what
they did last year. So it'd be closing on Saturday, May 4th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Be closing Main Street from 3rd Street, to the East 3rd, naturally, East 3rd to Meridian Street. Is that when the cars come in? I mean, it doesn't need to be closed. I mean, if you close it at 4, that's good. That works.
Yeah.
It says registration 3 to 5, but. I would think if they're coming in at 3 to register, they'd be bringing their cars. So that should probably would be 3 to 8 p.m. 3 to 8 p.m. Okay.
Yep.
I move we approve that request also.
I second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then I suppose we've got some bids. We've got open bids on our 2019 sidewalk cost share and curb replacement and general concrete work.
We have a bid from Hardout Concrete.
Okay.
Does contain a properly executed non-collusion affidavit. All right, unit prices. One sidewalk, 4-inch, $2.90 SFT. Second integral sidewalk and straight curb, 4 inches, 3.380 SFT. ADA curb ramp, 4-inch, $3.65 SFT. Residential driveway crossing, 6 inches, $2.90 SFT. Industrial commercial driveway crossing, 8-inch, $2.90 SFT. Straight curb, $13.01. Road curb and gutter, $12.01. Combined curb and gutter, $12.01. And standard lip gutter, $12 per lineal foot. We do have a certificate of liability insurance.
Okay.
Are those prices comparable? Do you remember the same as last year? And you were, I think I speak for you, were very happy with their work and have been for a couple of years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Do you want to review that bid, or you want, I mean, fine if we just accept it?
I would move that we approve them for the work. Because,
because between now and next meeting, we're going to be dried up and we're going to be able to pour concrete.
You're the optimist. I like that.
Okay, I move to approve it. Second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Tell him to get ready.
Okay.
Do we have, how many applications do we have?
Seven?
Yeah. So, yeah. We probably ought to make a, well, or when I'm on the radio, or I ought to put something in the paper, send the application. Yeah, get something in the paper, application is available at the building commissioner's office. Anything else for the good of the order?
I have nothing else.
Okay. I have nothing else.
Anyone else? Yes, Randy.
I have one more thing on the We will be not having a drawdown on June 1st or June 8th. So we've got the room booked, so I know when to be. We will not have one.
Huh.
And we're looking at trying to work in where we're kind of off on Saturday of a month. That with this room being booked the way this was, we'll consider one of them May.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you think about just doing, having, you say have one off every month, maybe, or?
Well, we've been thinking about it.
Maybe a little finger?
Yeah.
Well, we know we have to, our golf, the club has a golf thing every year, and so we know we take one off then. We usually take off for the car.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If nothing else, I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here. Ken, have a good trip.
Thank you.
Have an enjoyable time. I hope the weather was good for the wedding.
That is good.
Never know, but
it's starting to look up here, doesn't it?